learn Rove by Dine Mamanis from a Kol HaChomer by Dine Nefashos. Taisus in Sanhedrin says, if so, why, how do you work with the concept that Shmuel holds? Ain Olchem Mamon Achar Arayv. So Taisus says, there's a difference between certain strengths of Rove. That's Tosfos in Sanhedrin. When the Rove is absolutely strong, and we explain the Shmaitza, explain that it's totally on whether or not it's a Rove of Teva versus a Rove of Anhaga. But then we pointed out yesterday that the Tosas in Baba Kama doesn't seem to go with that line of reasoning. And Tosas in Baba Kama on Chavzayin of the Days has the same exact question, yet a totally different answer. Taisus in Baba Kama is a totally different shot. What does Taisus in Baba Kama say? Taisus in Baba Kama says, no, don't ask me from Dayanim. Dayanim is different. Why? Because Dayanim, the Miyat, is Kamisha Eino. Right? And Shmuel, when he in general says, outside of the world of Dayanim, Shmuel, She'ein Holchin, the Mammon, Acher Harov, Shmuel said that because we say, Smoch Mi'uta L'chazak. And it's not Shaykh by Dayanim. So yesterday, we focused on the second half of Tosis. This analysis of, in general, outside of the world of Dayanim, we usually apply the principle of Ein Olchem Mamon Achar Rov, because we say, Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka, we challenge that line. Yesterday, we pointed out that that's Rabbi Meir lingo. That's not Rabbanim lingo. We usually say, Holchem Basar Rov, and you ignore the Miyad and the Chazaka, and even the Rov has the ability to trump that. So yesterday we analyzed and we said, Tosfos doesn't really mean what he meant, what he said. Tosfos means what the Shmaitza explains, that it's not smoch miyuta l'chazaka, but rather smoch miyuta to what? Smoch miyuta l'what? Not l'chazaka to make kar, but rather le mochzok. When you have someone who's holding on to money and a mochzokus, then even Rabbanon say in the world of Mammon, Smoch Miyuta L'Muchzok. And we explained why yesterday, because that's a present day reality. That's a type of Chazaka that's even talking in the present, that has the ability to offset a Rov, and draws Shmuel to his conclusion of Ein Holchem Mamon Achar Rov. You're right. When you're talking Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka, you're talking about a Chazaka de Meikara. You're talking about the classic Machlokes of Remeir Chachamim, which deals with a classic Chazaka, a historic Chazaka, then a Rove trumps that. And we always father Rove. But in the world of Dine Mamanus, where you're dealing with a Muchzok, with a person who's present day, holding onto the money, a present day reality, Isaacs, that's something that you don't say Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka. L'Chazaka. But often. So that was yesterday's shiur. So Tosfos' lingo is back on track, even through the world of Rabban. Because there's a difference between the chazakus and a chazaka de meikar. Good. But we need to really understand what Tosfos is answering, that this is the key. Dayanim are different, because the miyad is kamisha eino, and therefore I can't get to smoch miyad to l'chazak. What does that mean? You're following the majority. Why is dayanim any different? Why is the miyad kamisha eino? Why is the recipe and the items that I need in order to join the smoch miyuta l'chazaka, in order to neutralize the rove, in order to say I don't follow rove in dine mamanis, Why is it that I don't have the variables over here in the world of Dayanim for some reason that I don't have the ability to bring the Miyat towards the Muchzokos and therefore it's not applicable to the world of Dayanim? Why? Why? What does Tosos mean? So now we're going to finish Pshat and Tosos. Comes along the Get Pashut, the first day of that's the Marim bin Chaviv that's brought down in the Sefer Kuntras HaSvekis. He says the following. There's a parsha in the Torah that tells you that if you're a person that argues on the Sanhedrin, you're what? We learned it when we spoke about it earlier in the year, Rabbi Osai. What are you called? Azaki Mamre. Azaki Mamre is someone who gets Misa and is punished for the fact that he is arguing with the Rabbanim Hashuvim of his door, the Sanhedrin. What?
Does it be Zaken or is it
anybody? No. We learned, if you remember, back in the day, we learned to Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam about that. Does he have to have smicha, or Rashi holds he has to be of the age of 40? That was Machlokes Rishonim in the go look back in your notes in the sugya of smicha that we brought the Rambam. That he doesn't need to be of a certain age, according to the Rambam. But that's the Zaken Mamre, basically a person who is of stature and chashivas, that is going against and countering the Rabbonim HaChashuvim's opinion. So says, the Get Poshet, says the Maharam Ben Chaviv, oh, now I understand Tosis Baba Kama. I understand why the Dayanim are Kamisha, you know? Why, when it comes to a Bezdin, why Ein Hoch Mon HaKarov, how do those two things jive? That on the one hand, you're accepting Rov when it comes to Dayanim, but at the same time, I'm not following Rov in general in Dinei Mamonos. It's very simple. Dayanim are different. Dayanim don't have the ability to argue with other Rabbanim Chashuvim as they paskin. So this Miyut, this guy who was outvoted, the Miyut, has to give in, because otherwise, he is going to be included in the Parsha of Zaken Mamre. So that's what the Tosos meant to say, that every minority opinion on a Bezdin, says the Maharam Ben Chaviv, every minority opinion is as if they're totally diluted, as if they totally don't have an independent position, because otherwise they're going to get themselves in trouble. They're going to be a what? A Zaken Mamre. They don't want to be a Zaki Mamre. Therefore, Tosfos says, the exception to the rule is that they over here, the minority is Kamisha Eino. It's a majority that becomes unanimous, because no one could stand themselves and still exist up against the Rabbanim Chashuvim that were accepting their Psak Halacha. The Mela, by every Bezdin, inherently, they become that they don't have an opinion, and they give in to the overwhelming Psak that the Halacha is following. Dayanim Shani. I have two questions. I'm raising my hand. I have two questions on this Maharam Ben Chaviv. And they're not really my questions, but they're questions that the Kuntras HaSvekis brings up himself. Question number one on this pshat. Who says Zaken Mamre applies to every single Bezdin? Who says Zaken Mamre applies to a Bezdin of three for Dinei Mamonos? Maybe it's talking about, like what the Torah presents it, the Sanhedrin Gdola of 71 Dayanim, you do not have the ability to argue with them in those areas. Rabosai, I'm going to strengthen the Kuntras HaSvekus' question. If you look in the 10th parak of Sanhedrin, which has all the lists and halachos of Zaken Mamre, it's very specific what they're arguing about. The Gemara says it's not any Zaken that now, or any authority that now disagrees with the opinion of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. It's that they're specifically arguing about a Dover Shizdono Karis, something that leads itself to the punishment of Karis. It's not every argument on any Bezdin. So the Kuntras HaSvekis already points out, number one, it's a Shvach Pshat in the Tosfos Baba Kama, because it doesn't exist outside of the world of Bezdin of Ayin Aleph.
So therefore, it's not going to be a rationale that's going to explain to you ain ol k'momen achar rov that by dayanim you're allowed to go based on the rov by bezdin of shlosha. Zaking mamri is irrelevant to a dinei momen as bezdin of a bezdin of three. But I'm adding even number two. You already see from the Gemara, it's not every argument that a rov has on the bezdin. It's very specified halachos. It's things that lead up to kares. It's a specific parameters of halacha that they have a debate about, that the Torah was mechadish the parsha of Zaki Mamre, that this pshat of the Maran ben Chadiv is top pshat in Tesis. Number two, in addition.
You can have cards with three people?
On a dine momentus?
So how you had to have all that some Henry Gadola?
No. It's classically not going to be. It's probably it's a dine momentus case. You're not going to be talking about a case of cards that's leading up to cards. But Rabosai, I want to add a second question, which is a much more fundamental question. If his pshat was right, that the miyad here is kamisha eno, and it's a magical rove, that over here the rove, by definition, because of the halacha of Zaki Mamre and arguing with other rabbanim, therefore the rove becomes unanimous, right? Unanimous. So then how could the Gemara in Chulin, when it wants to learn the source of following rov and halacha, the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph, guess what the Gemara quotes? Achri Rabban Mahatos. The rov of Dayanim. The rov of a Bezdin. The rov that the Torah says follow majority when it comes to Dinei Torah. How can you follow majority when it comes to Dinei Torah? Over here there's a parsha of Zaki Mamre. Over here there's a specific reason that the rov works, because the rov becomes unanimous. Because they're not entitled to their opinion anymore. Because there's a parsha of Zaki Mamre. How could that be a valid source, Bekola Torah Kula, that my father is my father because of a rove? Did you guys know that? Did you know that the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Aleph there, before it establishes the fact that I can follow rove, the Gemara asks, when I hit my father, how come I'm Chayiv Misa? How do you know your father is your father? The Gemara says, because rove be'ilos acharaba. No. The Gemara says, how do you know your father is your father? Because you follow majority. The elos, majority of the bios that a woman has is mistama with her husband. So that, it's not because he was in the room when they had the delivery, and it's not because he was the one taking pictures. It's because of a rove. And you only know your father is your father based on a majority. Otherwise, the Gemara says, halachically, we're not sure that your father is your father. But it's because of Achri Rab Mahatos, because of Dayanim, that we can rely on rove and now give you misa for hitting your father. Says the Gemara.
Not because there's an Isser if it wouldn't be.
The Gemara's ask. What do you mean? The Gemara's asking, how do you know that's child from him? You don't prove. Maybe she made it out of him. Who cares?
You would ever assume that somebody
sure.
Had it, like, did an Aveira?
If it means, Moshe, if it means saving your life and not giving you Misa for hitting your father, why not? There's a possibility. Why should we kill him? Says the Gemara, because we follow Rove. And Rove, probability is that hits his father. And the Gemara says, how do you know you follow Rove? How do you know it, Nathan? From what? Dayanim, Bezdin, Achri Rav Mahatos. So now you should all freak Akasha according to the Get Pashin. That's not a good mocker. When it comes to Dayanim, you're on what? It's unanimous. That's a case where they can't even be a miyot. That's absolute. That's not a rove. And yet the Gemara says that that could be a source for rove. So therefore, Rabbo Isai, the Kuntras Asfekis, does not accept the Maran ben Chaviv. And he says, I got to change the pshat. And the reason why by Dayanim are different, says the Kuntras Asfekis, it's not because of the miyot being kamisha eino, because otherwise you get stuck in my questions of how could that be a source for rov, for kol Torah kula, for your pops. Says the Kuntras Asfekis, Bezdin and Dayanim Shaini, you know why? Because what's pshat in the end of Tosus? We says, in order to neutralize the robe, you have to have a smoch miyuta to the chazaka, which we said over here means a mochzok, according to the Shmaitz. But what if you have an entity that has the ability to break up the mochzok? Desdin has the ability to uproot the money from your property against your will, and your mochzokus, when it comes to a din Torah, is not necessarily meaningful. When me and Moshe Lifshitz are having an argument over here, so I say to him, Hiram says to me, Rabbi, leave him alone, he's a mochzok on it right now. Until you have any proof, you can't remove it from him.
I thought you said
but
if
who?
You have proof, it doesn't help.
What?
But you said even if you do have proof, it doesn't help.
Well,
If I've aided him
that override it, so then that's what's dogma.
But said yesterday you didn't say that.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Is there a different? Didn't we say that if he's a mochzok, that no matter what
until he's totally disproved. Obviously, if you're a mochzok on a stolen property and I have proof that you stole it, so then the mochzok is not going to help you. Right? Says the Kuchas HaSfekis, Bezdin, only Bezdin, have the koach to destroy mochzokus. One second. So that's why, says the Kuchas HaSfekis, that's why you don't anymore have this equation of smoch miyuta lemuchzok, smoch miyuta lechazaka, because when it comes to Bezdin, they have the overarching power to override a present-day muchzakos, because they're bezd. So says the Kuchas HaSfekis, that's the reason ein holchum amomen acharov, specifically when it comes to dayanim. What did Tosos mean, dayanim shiny? What does it mean that bezdin is different, that we do follow the rove when it comes to bezdin? I'll tell you why. Because the equation that usually neutralizes the rove is usually smoch miyuta lemuchzok. But if you don't have a muchzok, so then what do you have? Just a rove against the miyut. And if you have a rove against the miyut, so what wins?
A rove.
So that's why dayanim are shiny. That's why this is the one case in Shas that Tosfos Bava Kamma is saying to you that dayanim are different, that you could follow a rove. Zook, I'm going to call on you in 20 seconds. But I have one problem even with the Kuchas HaSfekis pshat. Although it's a good pshat in terms of the questions he asked against the Beget Pashut, because it doesn't rely on any parsha of Zakin Mamre. And it doesn't anymore give problems of changing the nature of the rove to now be a source for rove in Kol HaTorah Kula. And I can read the Gemara in Chulin and still learn out that I'm chayav misa for hitting my father and following rove from the fact that I follow rove when it comes to dayanim. But yet, what am I bothered by, Rabosai? There's some words on the board that I'm bothered by that if I go back and I take these different pshatim and the achronim and I try to plug it in, there's something I'm bothered by. Can anyone figure it out? The Kuchas HaSfekis answered all of his kashas against the Get Pashut, against the Maran Ben Chaviv. It now could be a source for the Gemara and Chulin. It's not anymore dealing with Zakin Mamre. The Rove is great. Don't worry about the Rove. And why is Dayanim different? Because we neutralized the Mukzukas, so we just have a Mia against the Rove. Great. All the kashas are great, except for one thing. When I look back at the Tosfos of Baba Kamma, what do I see? Which words? Thank you, Avi Lieberman. Thank you, Avi Lieberman. The Kuchas HaSfekis does not read well into the Tosfos. Because before Tosfos just says what happens in general, what's the focus of Tosfos? The Mi'ed is Kedusha Eino. Rabbeisai, in the Kuchas HaSfekis pshat, would you ever highlight the words, the Mi'ed is Kedusha Eino? The Mi'ed is non-existent? That's not the driving force of his pshat. That's not the Yisoid of Tosfos. Why is Tosfos saying that? That's irrelevant. We should say the Mi'ed is untouchable. The Mi'ed is there. The Mi'ed is Chai V'Kayim. The Mi'ed is breathing. The Mi'ed is saying hello to you. The Mi'ed is saying Shalom Aleichem. Hi, Mr. Rove. Hi, Mr. Mi'ed. How you doing today? Good, Baruch Hashem. It's untouched. Yet there's nothing that's joining up against the Mi'ed. There's no mochzakus. There's no chazaka that's joining with the Mi'ed. This is the key. This reads well. But the pre-game show, the first few words of Tosfos, is a hefty problem. Why is Tosfos saying anything about the Mi'ed being Kamisha Eino? Rabbi Isai, we have problems
not only with the Maharam ben Chaviv, we have problems, Avi, with who? With the Kuntres HaSvekis, who was the brother of the Tos. Yeah. Zok.
Can you just say that Kimishaino just means that the Miyot is if it doesn't... You say that it means that it just doesn't exist. So why can't you just say that the Rav trumps the Miyot, and that's just a simple answer for the Kuntres?
But it doesn't sound like... It sounds like Tos is saying... Because the Miyot is Kamishaino, so now I don't have the ability to say smoke Miyot to the Chazaka. That's not Pshat. It's because there's no Chazaka anymore that you don't have the ability to smoke Miyot to the Chazaka. The Miyot wasn't touched. The words Miyot Kamishaino is irrelevant.
Because the Miyot needs the
Chazaka. So Zok is saying a Pshat in the Taisis. The Kunsh Nasik is going to say a Miyot only has significance in Halacha once the Miyot joins with something else. So the Miyot's Kamishaino because it doesn't have a Chazaka to join with. I hear. I think that's the way the Kuntres HaSeg is going to try to fit himself into the Taisus. It doesn't sound like that's what the Taisus is doing. It sounds like the Taisus is saying, this is the logic, and therefore, this cannot exist. You're saying, no, Chazok is the logic. If I would read the Taisus like this, I would say, Bezdin destroys every Muchzokus. Bezdin trumps a Chazokah, and therefore, I don't have the final equation. Yeah. So that's not what he said. He didn't say, Bezdin destroys the Chazokus. He didn't even actually mention those words. Only the Kuntres HaSvekis told me that. He told me, this is the logic, and therefore, I don't have this. So you said, Iker Chosim and HaSefer. You didn't say what you really meant.
What do you mean that the Beis Din killed the Chazaka? What do you mean by that?
Means when it comes to the world of Bezdin, Bezdin is not inhibited. Bezdin has the ability to uproot, even though the present day reality is that the money is in your Rishos, Bezdin has the ability to take it away from you. On Bezdin's cheshbon, that doesn't necessarily cause an inhibition. As it does when it comes to me and you. And therefore, they have a different approach to every muhzak.
That's not a deciding factor.
It's not a deciding factor. But the muhzakus has less of a barrier for Bezdin than it is for every Joe on the street that comes up to you. Okay, that's the present day reality. But that present day reality in the world of Bezdin could change.
You think that's what the Kuntres HaSvekis says?
No, that is what he says. The Kuntres HaSvekis is saying that since Bezdin can trump that Muchzakos, so therefore, the equation of Miyot connected to a Chazaka doesn't exist. Because this is weakened.
I thought he was talking about Miyot Kamishaino.
No. No, I think you're thinking about Rav Chaim.
Wasn't that the Kuntres HaSvekis?
No, that was the first opinion that he quoted. Then he proved him wrong. That was the Maharam ben Chaviv. There's two opinions that are in the Kuntres HaSvekis.
Okay. So first thing he's doing is quoting Maharam ben Chaviv.
Yeah.
And
then he gives his own opinion. He asks the questions that I presented, and then he presents his own opinion. Okay? Rabbi Yisai, so we don't have a working, viable pshat that we can really sit well with. And Rabbi Yisai, now we're going to get into the pshat of Rav Chaim, which is fundamental for our Masechta, to understand the way and the vehicle and the mechanics of how a Bezdin works.
Yeah. Just because Bezdin has the power to uproot the Muchzakos, why does that mean that they're, like, do they have a reason? Why are they doing it before anything happens? We're like saying, like, it's not there. I feel like it should be there, and then if we have a reason to, then we take it away. But why are you taking it away before you even have a chance to, like, work?
I'm not taking it away. I'm not totally ignoring it, but what the Kuntres HaSvekis is saying, it's less of a barrier and less of a proof to join up with the Miyot to now, and it's easily revocable. So therefore, it doesn't neutralize
the rogue. I think they're calling them a Freya to say that there's never any Muzakos.
Because they have the ability to totally uproot a Muzakos.
It doesn't mean that it does it automatically.
So therefore changes the equation that in the world of Bezdin, Miyot plus Chazaka does not neutralize the rogue. Rove becomes stronger.
I think it should, but and then after the fact, if Bezdin has another reason, then they can go back. You're saying from the beginning, get another reason.
No, he's saying that's the logic of why we could follow Rove by every Bezdin. Otherwise, why are you allowed to follow Rove by Bezdin? It's Ein Ochum Mamonach HaRove. So he says, because there's nothing up against the Rove as much. It's Rove against what? Amiyat. Okay.
You're saying they have the power to. I think they have to actively go and do it, not just like that. It happens automatically.
I don't know why when they actively go and do that. Why should that make a difference? We're trying to argue halachically with proofs. What stands against what? So the fact that they can halachically go and do it shows that that is meaningless.
Does that Doesn't Hefker Bezen Hefker ask, like, isn't that like an active thing?
No. It shows that they have that halachic kawach. It's a halacha. Rabbi Yisai. So what are we going to do? How are we going to learn Pshat and Tosis? What's going to be viable Pshat and Tosis Mavakama, which is going to affect all Dinei Mamonos and following rules? Comes along Rabbi Chaim Brisker with the following analysis. He says, I'll tell you Pshat and Tosis. But I'm telling you, Rabosei, it's not something that's absolutely new. It's something very similar to something that you've already been presented, which is the first opinion in the Kuntres HaSfikas. The Kuntres HaSfikas already got the ball rolling, yet he was challenged. The Kuntres HaSfikas quotes the Maharam Ben Chaviv to say that Dayanim are different because the Miyut doesn't have the ability to withstand the Rov, because the Miyut can't be an independent entity and stick with their opinion against the Rov, because we already have precedent to the fact that you can't argue with other Rabbanim that were following La'alacha. So therefore, it's as if the Miyut has to change their mind. So what was our challenge on that first pshat that we started shir today with? Number one, that's only something that exists in the world of Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. Number two, what was the bigger question?
It's not
rov. That can't be a source for rov in Kol HaTorah Kula, and the whole Gemara in Chulin about kidding your father falls apart. Says Reb Chaim, what if I tell you the following? What if I take this similar approach and I tell you every Beis Din works as follows? You have a Beis Din of 23 Dayanim, or a Beis Din of 3 Dayanim, whatever you need. And the Beis Din has a Safek and a Din Torah that they're deliberating, they're trying to figure out what the Halacha is. And the Torah says, Afrei Rabin Lahatos. The Torah says, you can be Metaritz and resolve your Safek as a Beis Din by following the majority of opinion of the Beis Din. The majority of the opinion will now tell you the direction of how to paskin when you deal the shayla. So now, the Torah is telling you, one of the tools with Beis Din is to follow majority. That's what I would tell you is a direction to be machria, the suffix that's in front of Beis Din. We're not sure. And therefore, we say, but bottom line, we think the direction and the halacha should be like the majority of opinion. But Rabosai, that's insufficient, says Reb Chaim. That can't all be what the Torah is telling me. Because Reb Chaim thinks that there are two psukim that seem to be contradicting. First, before I am introduced, the initial introduction to the concept of Beis Din in my mind is that I need 23 dayanim. The psak has to be deliberated and announced and paskined in order for it to have a Torah's psak in halacha, is if I have this number of dayanim that are now giving me this psak halacha. If it's dinei nefashos, we learn out from psukim that you need 23 dayanim. If it's dinei mamonos, we learn out from psukim that you need 3 dayanim. If it's talking about a kohen gadol or a melech, it might need 71 dayanim. That means the psak halacha has to be with that amount of dayanim. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, so how could it be that only majority come out with the psak? That is insufficient for the first pasuk of telling you that you need Eda, you need 23 dayanim. So says Reb Chaim, you misunderstood what Achrei Rabin Lahatos is telling you. Achrei Rabin Lahatos is telling you that the direction that Beis Din should go with this shaila and be machriya the safek is to follow majority. But then, that's not the end of the story. Then, once you follow majority, and that's the direction of the announcement that Beis Din is going to paskin, now what happens is, the miut becomes like the majority, and all 23 dayanim are paskining the same sack, and you're in fulfillment of the Torah's initial number of dayanim, that it said that a psak needs to be done through 23, 3, or 71. Rav Chaim says there are two things happening in every Beis Din. Number one, you're machria a safik through the direction of a rov.
You have an issue. You need direction in that issue of how to resolve such a question. And I use a rove to resolve that question. But that doesn't finish the psak din. Then I take that direction and I bring it to stage two. And I adjudicate the psak from each and every one of my dayon. Rabboisai says Reb Chaim, that's why the pasuk, the very same pasuk, of following majority of Achrei Rabban Lahatos, is also the source in halacha, terubo, kekulo. Rove is as if you have it all. How do you know that when I shecht rov simonim of a behema, that it's as if I shechted all of the simonim, because the Torah told me I have to shecht two simonim in order for the behema to be kosher? You know what the answer is? It's from the very same pasuk of Achrei Rabban Lahatos. Whoa, Achrei Rabban Lahatos, doesn't that tell me that I should follow majority? That I can follow rov? That I can be machriya safek based on rov? That if I could be mevatel b'rov, that if I have a taruvis, a mixture, so then if rov is kosher, so then that's enough? Who says that now rubo kakulo, it's as if I have the entire entity over here, the entire two simanim? Says Reb Chaim, no problem. I'll tell you how you can learn two principles and all these principles from one pasuk. You're misunderstanding how Beis Din works. Beis Din initially has a direction and a hachras, a suffix, a resolution to a problem through following the majority. But that's not sufficient. The Torah told me initially before I read Achrei Rabban Lahatos that I need 23 dayonim to give up psak. I need 71 dayonim to give up psak. That means everything's got to be unanimous. So they take the direction of rov, the hachras, a suffix, stage one. Then that translates into stage two, and every miyut comes kemisha eno, and they follow the majority opinion and unanimously paskin a halacha. That is the source for rubo kikula. That is the source la halacha, that if you follow rov in areas where you need the whole entity, like shchita, or like filling up a kos of yayin, then rubo is kikula. Rov is as if you have the whole cup, even though I only have a jar. So now, rov shnei simanim is as if I shechted all the simanim, and it's learnt out from the same pasuk, two independently different dinim. One second. Rabboisai, what Reb Chaim just did without actually going through our shir and the stages that we presented, even bringing up the kundras of sekis,
he just saved
the first two questions. Beautiful. What the Kuntras HaSfeikis turned around on the Maran Ben Chavim and said, What? How could this be a source for Kol HaTarekula? Obviously, Reb Chaim's not going down the root of Zaken Mamre, so I don't even have to address the first question. But even the second question, which was a more fundamental question, how, if this is Kemisha Eino, how, if this is as if it's unanimous opinion, how can this be a source for the Gemara in Chulin? That you can follow Rove over here, it's different because it's unanimous. Says Reb Chaim, yeah, but how did it get to the stage two? It had to go through stage one. So every Beis Din fundamentally has a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph with it before it gets to the stage of Ruva Kukulo. Achrei Rabban Lahatos told us that when we have a question, when we have a suffix, the direction and the way to resolve that suffix is through majority. Now I come to stage two. But stage one is already the pshat in Gemara and Chulin of being a source l'kol haTorah kula that you can follow rov. That if I have three pieces of meat over here and one of them's treif, min haTorah, I can eat all of them, Rabosai. That's right. Learn Yeredeya. Min haTorah, it's fine. Great. That's learned out from Dayanin. But then I agree. There is a stage two to Dayanin. What's the stage two? I take that direction and I bring it one step further only in the world of Beis Din. And that's that the Beis Din, when it gives off its psak, it actually does so in a unanimous fashion. And that is the source in Or HaChaim, in Halacha, in Kiddush, in Shechita, in any area of Halacha, that you have Rubo Kekulo, that as once you have majority, we already saw from stage two in the Beis Din, that Rubo is kekula. So you have one pasuk that the way it applies in each and every stage in Beis Din, when you break down the way a Beis Din works, like Tosis and Baba Kama Chav Zayin of a Beis is doing, that now can be a source for two independent halachos that all stem from the same pasuk of Achrei Rabba Mahatos. So now when I take the Yesoder of Chayim and I plug it back in to the Tosis and Baba Kama Zuk, is this statement relevant of Miyad K'misha'enu? You better believe it. Of course, that's the second stage. Reb Chaim reads like a charm in Tosis of Bava Kama. And he's telling us that stage two is the world of Dayanim, where Psak is unanimous, and therefore, that's not comparable to a regular din of outside of Beis Din following Rov, B'dinei Mamonis. But that's not going to challenge me on the fact that I'm learning from Beis Din, that that's going to be a source of the Kol HaTorah Kula, because I admit that there are two stages in every Din Torah, and the source in the Gemara and Chulin is only learning from stage one, not stage two. Yet, when I have a stira in Gemara about whether I can follow Rov when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, then I apply stage two, and I resolve my question, Tosis and Bava Kama, and I come out with a machloikis between Tosis and Bava Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, and Tosis and Sanhedrin and Daf Gimel, whether or not do I follow Rov by Dinei Mamonis. Rabosai, if I would ask Tosis and Bava Kama, do I follow Rov in Dinei Mamonis outside of the world of Beis Din? What's the answer, La Halacha?
No.
If I were to ask Tosis and Sanhedrin, are there times that I don't follow Rov in Dinei Mamonis outside of Beis Din?
Yes.
The answer is
yes.
Yes. Rabosai, Rab Chaim's analysis is now telling you something not only interesting in the sugya that we're learning about Rov by Dinei Mamonis. Rabosai, maybe this Reb Chaim should have been learned when we started this Masechta. How do you read the Mishnah? What does it mean, Morty, when you say, for Dinei Mamonis, you need three Dayanim? What does that mean to you? Does that mean I need a Beis Din of three Dayanim, but majority will be issuing the Psak? Or Reb Chaim saying that's not sufficient? That's not what the Torah said. The Torah says 23 have to adjudicate the Psak. The process might be through a majority, but bottom line, at the end of the day, you better get to a Miyad K'misha'enu, and three Dayanim and 23 Dayanim better be saying what they believe. And they all better exist unanimously. So Reb Chaim understands that at the end of the day, in the Gemar Din, in the Psak, all Dayanim are adjudicating the case and issuing the same Psak, and there's no difference in Halacha. If you look at Rashi on Sanhedrin on the Chof Tesam and Aleph, Rashi writes, when you have an Eini Yodea, so he can't be counted in the Beis Din, because in general, Rashi says, I'm paraphrasing the language. Anyone have a Sanhedrin here? Rashi says, in Eini Yodea I can't count. Listen to the language of Rashi. Even though if he would have won against the majority, this guy who's saying I'm undecided, so it wouldn't make a difference because we have two against one anyways, and we're going to follow the majority. Even if theoretically he would have said the opposite, worst case scenario he would have argued, let him be an Eino Yodea. Worst case scenario, even if he would have argued, we would have said he's batal in the miyut. Ki amri in Yodea havi kamisha lo yoshav bedin. We need three Dayanim. And even though, says Rashi, when you argue, you become bottle. So Rashi is exactly speaking out what Reb Chaim is saying. The way it works is that miyut, that minority opinion, now becomes bottle, as if it's a taruvus, as if it's a mixture, and now he becomes one of the three. And we can't be mevatel that when it comes to an Einu Yodea, because he's not expressing an opinion that we now are facing a clash with, that we can say that there's bittul. Bittul is another shmuzer, both sides. But when you're learning your Yodea, you'll remember this, Mirtz Hashem. The Ran tells you that bittul, when you have treif that falls into kosher, the reason bittul works, the reason why you follow majority, is because they're clashing. It's only through the clash that bittul can subsume the other one and kill it. It's as if, like, right, I'm not going to walk around and kill you if you're not trying to kill me. It's only once you're holding a gun, then I have self-defense. I can kill you now. So same thing when it exists with taruvus. If there's clash, says the Ran, then there's bittul. The Ran explains, if you have two things that are mutter, as opposed to an usser versus a mutter, there's no bittel. Even though it's the majority, one heter is majority, there's never any clash to begin with. Rashi by a Sanhedrin is saying the same exact thing. If he doesn't have an opinion, if he says, I'm an Eino Yodea, so we can't be mevatel him and cause him and count him in the number of three. But if he has a negative opinion, and now I could be mevatel him, and there's clash, then I could count him and add him to the number of three. And bottom line, says Rashi, how many dayonim do you have at the end of the day? Not two, but three. Rabosai?
What's an example of some two things that are mutter that would be?
Peas fall into cholent. Do you say bittel barov that the peas are not there? No, it's only if it's usser peas you say bittel barov. Hatera b'datera is lo bittel. I'm not saying it's not
just say bittel barov.
There are cases in the Gemara that
if it's not usser, why do you need you don't
shot? He's a shotness.
Yeah.
So you have another thread that's in the other one.
Okay.
They're both mutter items on their own.
It isn't creating this.
It's not an isser. One's not treif. You don't say bittel. Wool and linen. Hetera behetera lo bittel.
Rabboisai, clearly Rashi is speaking out the longest of Reb Chaim that when you come to a Beis Din, you need to, at the end of the day, create it that the Rov not only is machriya the suffix stage one, but becomes stage two, that it becomes a unanimous entity and they have three dayanim all saying the same opinion. But Rabboisai, I found an opinion in the Rishonim, in the Ritvah and Gittin, that does not agree. The Ritvah, which is no problem, because Reb Chaim is working in the Tosfos and Bava Kama. The Ritvah says as follows. The Gemara is discussing a case where I'm being mevatel a get. I sent a get with the shliach, and now I want to go back and renege on that shlichus, and I want the get not to be valid. I want to stay married, right? So the Gemara says it's enough to do so in front of two dayanim. You don't need a bezin of three, you only need two. So the Ritvah says, what? Since when does a Beis Din of two ever work? Beis Din of two is not accepted la'alacha. Says the Ritvah, I have precedent to allowing two. Why? So we spoke about the practice before, that it's a passive Beis Din, it's not getting involved in a whole cross-examination, there's not a lot of deliberation, fine. But then the Ritvah says as follows. But the truth is, says the Ritvah, in Gittin and Daf Lamed Beis Din, he says something striking. Says, in every Beis Din, when you have a Beis Din of three, Yiram, listen to what the Ritva says. And the majority wins. So how many dayanim do you have, says the Ritva?
Three. Two.
That's not what the Ritva says.
12.
That's what Reb Chaim would say.
Yeah.
Says the Ritva, in every Beis Din that you go two against one, so how many are really going with the opinion that
two.
You're saying?
Two.
It's two. So the Ritva says, so in a case where you don't really have a machlekes, so why shouldn't I be allowed to be going with two? And therefore, the Ritvah says, defense for Rav Nachman's opinion, that now the Bittel Haget, which doesn't have a Masu Matam, that you can only accept two, because we have precedent from that, from every Din Torah of three. Rabboisai, who is the Ritvah taking on? Rav Chaim. That's not the way a Beis Din works. You don't have a Beis Din of two. You have a Beis Din of how many? Three.
He's going against Shmuel.
No, he's just saying that that's not the answer.
But the Gemara, back said that Shneim should done his name.
Yeah, he's going in Shmuel, yes, correct. Correct.
Unless he has one, he needs to go.
No. He's not talking about the Shmuel of places. He's talking about the Shmuel of Sanhedrin.
That two isn't
yeah,
good.
Correct. He's assuming not like Shmuel. So where do you have a Beis Din? Don't you always have three?
Says the Ritva, no, you never have three. The opinion that you're going to follow is always with the majority of two. Reb Chaim's going to say back to the Ritva, that's only stage one. You forgot about stage two. You forgot about Rubo Kikulo. You forgot about the fact that we're one unit over here and we become a unanimous entity. If so, Rabbeisai, on the books, the Ritvah is taking on this pshat in Tosfos and Bava Kama. And now, we have a fundamental machloikis. Rashi Chavtes, Sanhedrin Chavtes, / Bava Kama Chav Zayin, Lefi the beer of Reb Chaim, and the Ritvah in Gittin of how does a psak of Beis Din work? Is it unanimous? Is it all the dayanim? Or no, is it only through the majority, like the Ritva's argument? Yeah.
How does the Ritva learn out Rubo Kikulo from
Aha, very good question. I have no idea the answer to that question. No idea. It's a stark time, and that's exactly what Reb Chaim will probably use against him. That's where Reb Chaim thinks that it's impossible.
Ruach HaKodesh was just a two simanim, right?
No, it's a lot of areas of Allah.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Reb Chaim thinks it's every case of Dayan and Rosh.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
You don't have to do that, yeah. No, but make you saying, but I need a source of Allah of Ruach HaKodesh, and we know that that's only from Acharei Mahatos, but how do you know that? Mickey just asked a bomb kasha, meaning what Reb Chaim says is obviously the source. So then, how's the Ritva going to learn a source for Ruach HaKodesh? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Ritva, Aisham, you look there.
I looked at the Ritva. No, he doesn't. He's not dealing with the lumdus of Reb Chaim. He's just saying an innocent statement over there. We just take his statement. It's an innocent statement in Gittin, which has nothing to do with Rov and Dayanim, and we see that wow, that just is totally against everything that we said, but. Bottom line, Mickey, I don't know how you learned Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh is a din that Ruach. Right, but Mickey's asking, bottom line, I have a din Friday night that I can fill up my coast, Rove coast. How do you know that? Acharei Mahatos. Where do you see that? Where's the Pasuk? Where does it see that in the Drasha? I don't know.
Why can't you just defend the Ritva and just say that it's just active versus passive thing like we've been discussing? Why can't you just say that in the passive case, all you need is two, but in every other case when there's a...
That's not what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva is saying, by a passive case, I only need two, because even in an active case, I only have two. When I have three, I really only have two. Yeah. Or Chaim will say, like, what you're saying.
So
don't ask me kashas over there. That's not a regular
so,
business.
So in any case, what... Would the Ritva say you could actually have two dayanim?
No, you need an ability to deliberate. But at the end of the day, when he analyzes what's happening at the Psak Din, he looks at it as a din of two people. It's not that the miyud becomes subsumed and becomes unanimous. Yeah.
According to Reb Chaim, who says the robe becomes unanimous,
yeah.
Is he saying you only need beit din notas needed for that robe stage?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it doesn't make a
right.
difference if it's
correct.
Unanimous. But for
correct.
That first stage, you need
correct.
Beit din notas.
Correct. Correct.
What exactly is happening?
Meaning, you're saying that I could have a Bez Din shuckle for the Psak?
Ultimately, the result is it doesn't make a difference how many you have, because they're all equal. So it would seem like it would be the first stage, no?
I think that might get into the sugya of Bez Din Nota that we discussed earlier, meaning, if it might be a psul in the Bez Din, the fact that they're even. Meaning, in theory, I hear what you're saying, but bottom line, once the Torah said you need a Bez Din Nota, so that might be the characteristic of the Bez Din needed, bottom line. Like, for instance, we said it, even Ataris Nadarim, where you're not going to have a debate, you're not going to have anything, still, that's a psul Bez Din. So, the logic is with what you're saying, yeah.
What exactly is happening in the second step? Like, there's magically coming to agree.
Yeah, I don't think that now he's coming and he's getting up and he's saying, oh, how could I be so stupid, and how could I vote such a way? Oh, Slachli, Nechali. No, the guy has his opinion. Reb Chaim is explaining in terms of the Torah that he just now says, I'm being mevatel my das to everyone. Yeah, I'm being mevatel my das. And now, when I come out and the Baal Din tries to ask me what my opinion is, I will just quote the opinion of the verdict of the Bez Din.
The whole point is to get around Zaken Mamre.
Or, not only, I mean, we're even outside of Zaken Mamre, we're in the world of Dinim Amunus. The point is, you cannot have a person who's arguing on the Psak of Bez Din at the end of the day. Even where Zaken Mamre wouldn't necessarily apply.
Is there like a derivatum you can't go against in the Dinim Amunus? Zaken Mamre,
no, I think it's just that the Torah said you need three dayanim.
So
all right, Chevron. What?
We're going to discuss Machlokes next week, unanimous versus Rove?
No, I think we're done with that. We might discuss Ruba the Lesser, Ruba the Issa. But Rabosai, don't forget about the Malava Malka. We have a lot of pizza coming. It's Mirch Shem. It should be very nice and should be very enjoyable. And I'm looking forward. Mirch Shem, the Kindleach, hopefully, are going to come. And I'm looking forward to this concert. It's my first concert, first event since Avelis. My kids. Kumsitz. Kumsitz.
Lion King.
All right. Hevra, let's go. Let's dive in.
Whose phone is it? Somebody else.
No.